Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan at 1 o'clock on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We do Ask B. Mitch Anything. That's right. You get to ask an NFL legend anything you want, especially about romance. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. B and I have been rocking the Collars & Co., and we love it. If you order some, use the code BMitch20 or JPFinley20. Get 20% off your order over $99. Ready to hit these calls, B?
Yeah.
All right, my guy Uncle David has been on the line. What's up, Uncle David? How are you, man?
How's everybody today?
We're good, brother.
Good, good. All right, before the question, I just got to say, Wes Moore was born to be a politician because he can answer whichever way we want to hear it, he can answer it. So he was born to be a politician.
Yeah, but when it comes to football, listen, he's a huge Ravens fan, and he picked the Rams this week. So he's calling it like he sees it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we have alerted everybody that not only the Phillies and the Eagles lost last night, but the Flyers lost also, right? So poor Philadelphia.
What's the question?
We won it by 3 inches in Chicago. Dick Butkus died, and they crushed us. Last year was the Hail Mary, and this year we're playing them again. All games have been at night. I can't wait. I'll be there. B. Mitch.
Yo.
Are you and Finley ever together in the studio now?
We're in the studio all the time.
Okay, so tell me the Ovi special that Alex Ovechkin eats every day before in the morning before a home game.
I don't know.
What are the four sauces?
David, we got to run, dude.
I don't have a clue, man.
We love you, buddy. Take care.
I don't have a clue what Ovi eats before the game.
We got to go, dude. If you want to call in about bringing food, talk to Landfill. Jim is in Manassas. Jimmy, ask B. Mitch Anything.
Oh, boy, wow. B. Mitch, Finley, Aquarium Boys, how y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Well, this is a topic that caused turmoil and stress amongst the Washington fan base this past week. But you know what? The score must be settled. And the truth must come out. So Brian Keith Mitchell.
Yes.
Are Jaden and Juju related?
Are they related? I don't have a clue.
Because there's a lot going on here. Talk about their moms be sisters and, oh, they cousins and then other people disputing it. And just no one's got an answer.
Bro, I don't have a clue. Now, I can tell you this.
For keeping this
I can tell you this. Looking, when you look closely at his mom, you look at her, they do resemble each other. I don't know if they're related or not.
Hey, the truth will come out eventually, y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
You can look at them. They're both good-looking people and they athletic as hell. They could be.
I hope
could be in their bloodline.
I hope everyone's happy. Landfill, Jeff is off today. In his stead, kind of by happenstance, we had intern John. This segment is called Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Yeah.
And it's sponsored. Shout out to Collars & Co.
Yeah.
The first two callers barely asked a question. Inter John, tighten it up.
He asked a question.
He asked a weird question.
It was a
Uncle
question.
David, I don't think, asked any question.
I mean, he did ask a question, but I damn sure didn't know the answer. Why Uncle would I know what a player eats before breakfast if I'm not sitting next to him? Eats before a game.
Inter John, tighten it up in there. Your unpaid position is in significant flux. All right, let's get this show on the road here.
Oh, you almost said
Andrew's in D.C. Andrew, hello.
Yes.
Ask Brian a damn question.
I got you guys. So, like, my question is, like, even though our guys did better last week into, like, passes and protecting that, the Chargers still were able to get, like, consistently find our soft spots in zone coverage, especially, like, underneath and in, like, the seams. Is there any way that they can fix that? Maybe, like, adjust the zone drops, maybe try to find better ways to, like, match the receiver's routes so they don't, like, get a ball thrown and there's three defenders all around them while the catch is still made?
Yeah, you can. You can play a little tighter on it, you know. Like that zone, instead of just dropping into your area, you can play a little tighter. But what they're probably depending on in zone is that they get pressure on the quarterback. So if they can continue getting pressure on the quarterback, you'll notice that it gets a little tighter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. All right. That was a question. Brian had an answer. Ta-da. That's how it works. Ed is in Potomac. What up,
what up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, guys? All right, here's a real question. All right. Do you think the most dangerous thing about the Washington Commanders is that Jaden Daniels has actually not really gotten into his 2024 form? And then I have a statement. JP, you owe me three beers.
A beer, dog.
Because every single day that you say, if you've made it this far, I owe you a beer. You owe me a beer. And I've this so far this
it doesn't
week,
multiply. I check with the lawyers. I would love to buy you multiple, beers. But it's just one.
Nah, I don't know the lawyers.
Say it,
I don't think
up.
The lawyers told you that one, Jay.
Dog, I'm telling
the
you.
The lawyer I talked to told me that if you say it every day, somebody listens every day, you owe him a beer.
What was your question for Brian, Ed?
Don't pay up. We're going to court.
What was your question for Brian?
It's on record.
The question was what again?
He hung up.
I think Lanford hung up.
Inter John, good God.
He asked a question.
Cody tweeted a question at me. It's pretty good.
Cody Betts. Oh, Lord.
Cody Betts asked, if Kirk Cousins had stayed his whole career in Washington,
yeah,
would he be considered a legend by now?
No.
Why?
Because they never would have won the big games. Okay. He might have more yards than everybody, but they would also know him as a guy that could not win the big one or even get close. Like, Jaden has won bigger games than Kirk won.
Correct.
He's more of a legend than Kirk is already.
Correct. Let's go to Walt in Tampa. What's up, Walt?
Hey, guys, man. Hey, I had a question for B. Mitch, but I thought of another one. The first one was, when did they practice the choreographed celebrations? Does the team allow time? Do they do that on their own time?
It's on their own time.
If you were in the league today, B. Mitch,
yeah,
whose celebration would be something that you could kind of get into?
I don't copy off of people. I do my own thing.
What was your thing?
What would you do?
I would just dive into the end zone sometimes from the 3-yard line because I like to do crazy stuff. Or I just walk into the end zone and start talking trash to your fans. I was like that type of dude. I wanted to agitate the hell out of people.
It's different, though, B.
Yeah, it is. But see, the thing about it is, it was different then, too. People had their little dance, the shuffles and all. I didn't try to do nobody else's stuff. I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I never like to think about it. Whenever I did something, I never even thought about it. It just happened.
Go ahead. Okay, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Walt. Now, listen, players talk about the celebrations and stuff on their own time. That's like locker room. But we asked Debo about it yesterday because before Jaden hit Debo for that touchdown in L.A., they were kind of practicing the dance.
It was a timeout.
In the huddle.
It was a timeout.
Right.
Yeah, you get to do what you want.
But Debo said somebody had showed him that dance on TikTok during the week, and they were like, yo, that'd be pretty cool if we hit a touchdown. Sure
Boom,
enough.
They hit one.
Next play.
And look at that. They didn't say when. They say if.
Right.
It just happened to happen a lot quicker than they thought.
It sure did. Let's keep it moving here. Savannah is in Arlington. What's up, Savannah?
What's up, Savannah?
Hey, guys. Hey, JP. Hey, B-Mitch. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
You too.
B-Mitch, my question to you is, how did you manage any pregame jitters or nerves before big games? I leave next week for my first U.S. national competition, so any advice is welcomed.
I mean, just it's like you know what you have to do, and you just, and if you put in the work for it already, you should be good. Because I'll be honest with you, every game I've ever played, I was nervous. Until when I was in the NFL, it was so fun. I was in college, you know, it's like the first time I threw a pass because you're worried about the interception. If I threw a completed pass, boom, the nerves just left. In the NFL, I could take the opening kickoff to the house. I was still nervous till I caught that first punt because all the punts are different. So if you've been preparing for your stuff, you know what you have to do. Just walk out, smile, find somebody you're looking at, and if they give you that smile back, boom, you're good.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Because I know when I go speak, like when I speak to people now, you know, they tell you, look around. So I'm looking around, and if I got strange faces on some people, I'm going to find that person that's smiling. Because when they're smiling and I say something and they give you that direct feedback, I forget about everybody else in the damn building. I'll talk to that one person the whole time.
Can I ask B-Mitch anything?
Yeah, you always do.
When that said Savannah in Arlington, I kind of thought it was Savannah just calling.
I thought it too.
Also, when a woman calls, I get excited just to know that women are listening.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we just.
JP.
Not in like that way. I'm just saying it's nice to know there's chicks
out
there listening.
I'm going to throw you into this thing. We're two good looking men. They listen to us too.
Come on, dog. You ever said to me, B?
She's from my neighborhood.
Is that your cousin?
Also, I'd like to clarify, I'm not like Jeff Walker slacking off here. I talk to these people, they tell me their questions. Then they just get starstruck and they're like, oh, you know, they just tell you what they had for lunch and they don't even ask questions. So I take no responsibility for that.
All right. Thank you for clarifying.
Hamad. Guys, hell, don't be blaming me.
Hamad is in Chantilly. Keep the phones lit up. We'll
What's
take them
up,
the whole
man?
Hour.
How you doing?
Hamad, ask B-Mitch something.
Hey, B-Mitch, huge, huge, huge fan. I wanted to ask you, did you see the interview or hear the interview with Champ Bailey talking about you? And also, do you think when he left, was it like a negative thing? Was it okay? Like, are you cool with Champ Bailey?
Yeah, Champ and I are still cool today. You know,
we had Champ on the show.
I saw the interview, and I was happy to hear. You know, I was proud to see it because when guys came along, I was always the one to try to welcome them in. And, you know, and it's just like when you talk to your kids. You know, if you talk to your kids and later on you find out that they were actually listening to you, because most of them act like they're not listening or they don't want you to think they're listening. But Champ talked about the things like I would help him with stuff on the field or we hung out together. I try to teach guys more than just the football field. Wanted to teach them stuff outside the field as well. And it worked out. So we're still good friends today.
Thanks for the call, Hamad. Have a good weekend, man.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Let's keep it going. Antoine is in Waldorf. What's up, Twan?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, B-Mitch, you definitely should be in the Hall of Fame.
Appreciate it.
But I wanted to know your three Redskins/Commanders that you think should be in the Hall of Fame with you.
London, Joe Jacoby, hell, Gary Clark. Gary Clark got better numbers than some people in the Hall of Fame.
Michael Irvin.
Be honest with you.
So what about Charles Mann, Dexter Manley?
Well, you asked me three people. I was giving you three. I don't know if when you look at Charles and Dexter's numbers compared to a lot of other people, they may be a little bit behind some of those other guys. But the impact that they had here, we all feel they should be given some, given some credit for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you in the hall, man.
All right, bro. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Jake Fletch B. Make it happen. I don't know how to handle this, B. Line six is a fella named Jim. Hello, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Great job,
Jim,
John.
You're on, bro.
Great job, John. I've never said this in my life. God, I wish Jeff Walker was a brother.
He wasn't even driving when I called him. He had a great question, too.
What was his question?
Hold on, John. Talk to him and see if you can make it work.
All right, I'll get back on the phone.
I think John was better at call screening when he worked here when he was 17.
No, John is better at going to get the food.
John was elite at getting the
food. John was back in. I looked up. I was like, damn, he's back.
Alex.
John now trying to rep to everybody from the from here to the place and back, like right. Jeff does.
I think this dude's name is Alec in Leesburg. Alec, are you there?
What up, Alec?
Yeah. Hey, B. Mitch, you know a lot about diet and training.
Yeah.
So my question I've had for a while is, we're going to take a lot of discipline, which got to come from somewhere. But how long do you think it would take for Chris Russell to, let's say he's 380, 385 pounds now.
He's not 380, dude.
480, whatever. But listen, how long do you think it would take him if all he ate was seafood, fruit, and then some sort of exercise to get down and have like a six-pack, eight-pack? I say legitimately 2 years. What do you think?
I think if he put the right dedication, it'd take less than 2 years.
I think, Jeff has probably lost 40, 50 pounds and looks pretty, 40 pounds?
He lost about 30.
I think Rooster could shed a ton of weight if he chose to, but we're not here to talk about Rooster's weight, man. Somehow I can't hang up on this dude. I don't know what intern John has done here, but.
It's like, John ain't got nothing to do with that.
The hang up button ain't there.
My boy Jim from Haymark decided to go in the car wash while you guys called him. So, I mean, just. Jeff is sabotaging. He's doing something.
All right.
Jeff is at home just sabotaging the whole segment.
Jeff does plenty of sabotage here. I don't think he needs to do it from home. We're going to keep the phone lines going here. Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. 800-636-1067. If you are on hold, stay there. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Sounded like a drowning cat.
Bad, dog.
It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Mm. Shout out to Scotty. He's coming in. Scotty Claus bringing barrels of vodka. And always sells for us. We're doing Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch Anything is brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. We're going to try this again. Jim is in Haymarket.
What up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Sorry about that. Shout out Flagship.
All right.
Hey, listen, B-Mitch, what are you doing tonight, man? Come on out to the Battlefield Patriot game. Check out my boy playing, man. Number one, Battlefield. Shout out. What's up?
John?
I got to get home and find out what my schedule is. You know, I got those daughters that dictate my Fridays.
Sir, do you have a question besides inviting B. Mitch to a high school football game?
The question was, what are you doing tonight?
Hey, Brian, I love you, man, but why do you curse so much? Why do you say damn and hell? If I had a dollar for every time you said damn and
hell,
I'd
not
be
cursing. Hell is not cursing.
Now.
Damn is hell. It's a place you can go, right?
It's in the Bible. Damn and hell are in the Bible.
Damn and hell not cursing. No, it's not.
If you don't
daddy didn't mind me saying damn in hell, it ain't a problem.
If you don't like the way we talk on air, imagine how we talk off air, sir.
Oh, I met you guys in Leesburg. No, you guys were great. But, yeah, I was just wondering. My buddy actually had that question. But
hey, your buddy calling. Don't be pushing you up to calling in.
Thank you for the call, Jim. I have a question for B. Mitch. What the hell was that? It was just like a giant bang. Did you hear that?
I don't know, man, but damn, it was loud.
Landfill, what was that?
We're under attack.
I think it's a trash can thing out here, right here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a trash can. Yeah.
I'd like to assign our best guy to what's going on.
Please don't do that.
I don't know who our best guy is. Intern John? John, go figure out what the hell just happened. That was loud, dude. Donnie's in Fredericksburg, B. Donnie, ask me, Mitch.
You can't put the guy in front of it, though.
What are we doing here?
His name's Johnny, not Donnie.
Well, he told me Donnie, so I asked him three times.
I'm confident he didn't tell you.
I got Donatello from Ninja Turtles. That's what I got. I did not get a Johnny. We have the same name, man. I would have gotten it.
Your question, sir.
But look, I got a quick question. Yo, can you guys find out what Chris Russell is smoking? Because, dude, his takes about Terry McLaurin are ridiculous. That's straight character slander, man. It's pretty crazy. That's all I really got to say.
We tried today. We talked
on our program. It's been categorically dismissed and refuted. But the streets are saying Chris Russell smokes that loud pack. Thank you for the time. Tom is in Chantilly. Good God. Please have the name right, and let's hope this guy has a question. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, John, hang in there, man. You're doing a good job, man. You're doing a good job. No, but just going back to last night's game, you know, I think it's interesting. Philadelphia Eagles, it seems like, especially since Sirianni's been the head guy there, it just seems like when it rains, it pours. You know, when things go bad, they go really bad for them. So it just, that leaves me to say, you know, who exactly is the biggest threat to the Commanders, you know, in the NFC East? Because when you just kind of sit back and look at it, you got a Giants team that, you know, probably won't do much this year. They'll be competitive. But then, you know, you got the Cowboys that are just offensively, you know, they score at will. And they're extremely talented there, and defensively they have their struggles, but just who is going to be that threat? Is it going to be the Eagles? Is it going to be the Cowboys? What do you guys think?
I think it's still the Eagles, man.
Definitely the Eagles.
Still the Eagles.
Yo, through five games last year, Nick Sirianni brought his kids with him to be a human shield at a press conference and was fighting with fans on the sideline, and they went on to win the Super Bowl. Talent is what wins in the NFL. They still have buckets of it. I'm not ready to count the Eagles out yet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Really well executed. We knew your name, where you were from.
Yeah.
You had a good question. Thank you.
Credit to John right there.
You're a team player. Thank you, man. All right. That's it for Tom. Let's, oh, boy. Vic is in South Beach.
What up, Vic?
Hello, Vic.
Yeah, he messed up again. It's Zeke.
Hi, Zeke.
Hold on. This is Zeke in Southeast, right?
Wait, is Zeke, and he said Vic?
Hold on. Zeke, hang on for me. I know Zeke. We were at MGM together like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Zeke calls in all the time. Right. He is Zeke in Southeast.
Yeah.
Intern John wrote Vic in South Beach. Where is this kid? White Brian, go find him. Get his ass back in here.
Oh, he's over there in the other studio now.
Hey, I miss Jeff. That's all I got to say. Hey, it took me 3 calls to get on, man. I don't know what he was doing. He kept dropping me. But anyway.
Oh, my Lord. Right,
y'all ready for my question?
Yeah, go ahead, Zeke.
All right. But first off, before I say that, I say, hell, Brian, if that guy don't know a damn thing about you, if he thinks those are tough words.
Hold on, Zeke. Before your question, we've got intern John back.
Okay.
Johnny.
All
right.
Yo.
You say Vic in South Beach. That was Zeke in Southeast.
Listen, Vic, okay? You literally said you're from South Beach and your name's Vic. So I don't know what to tell you. I think whoever
I just let's role play this, see if we can work through it together. All right. Johnny, pretend the phone is ringing. Ring, 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 ring. All right, John, answer it and do your job.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Watch this. 106.7 The Fan, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Zeke calling from South Beach.
One more time?
Zeke calling from South Beach.
All right, cool.
And John, what did you hear?
Vic Carlos?
Vic from South Beach.
From Savannah Park.
Hey, B, my question to you is this. You always said that, you know, games are won in the trenches.
Yep.
Is that true? Do you still believe that game are won in the trenches?
Yes, I do.
So my question to you, earlier this week you said that Debo had the major impact and not Tinsley, the offensive line. I wonder why. How did you come up with that?
Think Debo has brought a certain flavor and a flair and a belief that people buy into that, because – normally, guys, they look for something to guide them and lead them. But still, you got to still go in the trenches, because Debo can't do his job if the trenches is not doing much. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's why I said, so my thing, the impact, do you know where we are now as far as the rushing offense?
Yeah. We way up.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right, Zeke.
Yes, I think that's trust me.
So, and remember, Ken Law don't play offensive line, so – we're number one because of the O-line.
If I got to say one thing for Brian, that it would be complete libel to suggest he doesn't value offensive linemen.
Oh. They all work.
Let's go to Deb in Maryland. What's up, Deb?
Hey, JP. How are you?
Is this Deb Haley?
No.
Okay.
No, Deb from the chat, but the guy on the phone.
What's up, Deb?
All right. Great to have you, Deb.
Well, he couldn't get it straight that I was Deb from the chat, so I had to explain the chat, and then it just went sideways.
Well,
so.
He's a sweet boy, but I'm just going to leave it there. He's a sweet boy.
Okay.
What's your question, Deb?
B. Mitch, we were just, those of us in the chat were discussing whose jerseys we were going to buy next and things like that. Mm-hmm. I just wondered how you feel when you see somebody walking around with the B. Mitch jersey on. I know you're a human being and have feelings. I just wondered, what does that feel like?
When I see somebody wearing my jersey?
Yeah. You know, if you're at a game
and I see a Mitchell jersey, I love it. Feels good.
Okay.
Our American know that they came from an older time, because they're not a young mm-hmm. person with it on.
How do you feel when you see somebody wearing a LeRon Landry 30 jersey?
I want to run into a wall head first.
Thank you, Deb. I want to rip it off of them. All right, thanks.
Appreciate you. Take care.
I feel good about that. You know, it makes you feel good. Somebody went out there and bought your jersey and they want to represent you. Makes you feel good.
That's cool. Shannon is in St. Mary's. More jersey talk. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, guys. I listen to your show, probably try to catch it every day. You guys do an awesome job.
Thank you
for putting out the product that you do. I kind of go along with the jersey thing. The one thing about the fans, you know, especially hardcore long-term fans, is the love that they have for former players and legends such as B. Mitch. Can't forget that body bag game. But, my question is, B. Mitch, as a player, you know, and through the history of the team, was there any other player's jersey that you would have proudly represented, or you didn't get the opportunity to have and you kind of wish that you did?
You mean me wearing somebody's jersey?
Or owning somebody's jersey to hang on the wall, the man cave?
I have some people's jerseys on my wall. Like I have, Jerry Rice. I have Steve McNair, Tony Dorsett. I had a Charlie Taylor jersey. It's like I will buy stuff that's always already in the frame, nothing that I would actually wear. I got Shaq shoes. I got a lot of stuff from The Godfather, because I'm kind of a mafia movie style dude. I got stuff from Tiger. You know, it's a lot of things on my wall, but most of the stuff on my wall is me. I wanted my kids to be able to go downstairs and say, well, Daddy wasn't lying. He did do something.
There you go.
You have that cool, I don't know, what engraved mirror.
The glass thing. Yeah, yeah.
That thing's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Shannon.
Appreciate it. That's a good one, though.
All right, no worries. Yep.
So, Brian, I don't know if you remember last month or, I don't know, all the days blend together. Remember that day we had, I believe it was three different people named Sinai listening to our program?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That must have been some sort of record.
I was hoping it was Sinai Layton.
I think today, and Landfill, you could check the tapes on this, I think we've had three or four female callers. That feels like a record.
Yeah.
Says Jeff's not scaring them all away.
Jeff ever, yeah, who's this?
Yo, when the call, if they call in, do you think Jeff tries to holler at him just as soon as he hears that it's a woman's voice?
I would be willing to bet good money that he does.
And for as terrible as he is at screening calls, intern John's probably quite polite and just puts them on hold.
Yeah, he's also elite at getting them burgers.
Going to Shake Shack. Yeah. If intern John's got to put a radio resume together, the first bullet point is Shake Shack and back in less than 6 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. And run downstairs and back in a minute 30.
I hope those are the only
Jeff go
things.
Downstairs and come back 45 minutes later.
I was shocked at how fast he was able to get down to his car and back. Because normally it takes Jeff 11 minutes.
I hope.
Because Jeff has to go find his car first.
Yeah, exactly.
He don't know if it's still there where he parked
it. And
then
talk to eight people along the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do hope for intern John's sake that things he does in his personal life aren't as quick as his performance in going to get his car and back. last one. You're this right. is yeah, Ed. Yeah. I believe Ed is in Hagerstown. John wrote Hagerstown. Hello, Ed.
Well, that's absolutely correct. Though I think he does not know where Hagerstown is. Right? that's another story in itself. But one thing I wanted to ask Brian was pertaining to field that you played on. Do you prefer a grass field as to a turf field? And what was the worst turf field that you ever played on that gave you a lot of pain?
Yes, I prefer a grass field, but Philadelphia Veterans Stadium was the worst that I would play it
like
on. But,
ever.
But to be honest with you, if the other team playing on the same surface I'm playing on, let's go for it.
Thank you, Ed. Enjoy Hagerstown. It's
all
beautiful
right,
this time of year.
I appreciate it.
Worst field I ever played on, Richard Montgomery High School. Ooh. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You can win a pair of tickets. For the Caps, Washington Capitals against Minnesota on Friday, October 17th, all fans in attendance will receive a rally towel. For tickets and the complete Capitals schedule, visit thefandc.com. Tickets courtesy of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
The Washington Capitals.
Is that rally? Gather around.
White Brian, before you tell us the results this week, what have you thought of working with intern John today?
You know, I thought working with Jeff was an adventure. and this just continues that adventure.
Listen, man, our show is the circus. The circus rolls into town every day from 10 to 2.
Every damn day.
You never know what the hell's going to happen, and today was just another one of those days.
Like box of white chocolate. What you call it?
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, we never know what we're going to get with those guys.
That's us. Might be a bearded lady. All right, White Brian, who won?
Yeah, we might know what we're going to get from JP's system. He's won 7 in a row.
Let's go! System is hot!
He hadn't done 7 systems in a row. Don't give him all
last night, I could have picked any system I want. Giants winner, Sam Houston State winner. Sam Houston State almost won outright.
Yep.
So I've hit 7 in a row?
Yep.
About damn time, because you sure been losing a lot.
Now, the problem is, Brian, if I only made one of my actual bets.
See, that's what I'm saying.
If I just made one.
See, this is the thing. You can't get credit when you don't put your actual money on it when you're talking about some system.
B, the system hit last night. Your boy had a good
Tell
night
him,
last night.
If you're not betting your regular money on it, then the system don't work, because if you really thought the system worked, you'd have put that money on it.
Do you think I'm not putting real money on it?
That's what you just stated, right?
No, I'm saying the problem is I put lots of plays in. If I just put my one play in, like the last 7 I've hit, I'd be in business.
In other words, you out of business.
No, it's been a good run. I'm seeing the board well right now.
Okay.
But like yesterday, I had like 4 bets. 3 of them hit.
Three hit.
The
one
damn
didn't.
Nerfy I got for bees, no thanks.
Well, I already told you what the guy said about bees.
Let's do this. Intern John, thank you for the time today, buddy. You just decided to come in and work and not get paid for it, so we're proud of you.
Yeah. I get you tested a little bit.
Man, a few words all of a sudden. on a serious note, the station tweeted out a moment ago that 106.7 The Fan is saddened by the passing of our longtime friend and colleague, Craig Heist.
Yes.
Craig was a longtime anchor and reporter for 106.7 The Fan and post-game host on the Nationals radio network since 2013 and had a storied career at stations across the Mid-Atlantic region. But above all, Craig was a husband, friend, and sports lover. Press boxes across the DMV will never be the same without his wide smile and infectious laugh. We'll keep his family in our thoughts.
Definitely.
Well said there. Clinton Yates is a friend of mine. He's doing radio out in L.A. Clinton Yates quote tweeted that, said, Heisey was the absolute best. When I first started at WTOP, he was there and was an institution. Always was supportive, energetic, enough of a crank, and knowledgeable in literally everything. The Baltimore Orioles are a baseball team that Heisey must have covered, I mean, no lie, thousands of games.
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Orioles tweeted out, the Orioles are saddened to learn of the passing of Craig Heist, veteran sports broadcaster who covered the team for more than 35 years. We send our condolences to his wife, Suzanne, and the many friends he made throughout his career. The Washington Nationals, who Heist probably covered over 1,000 games. They posted, we'll miss you, Craig, with words from Mark Lerner, managing principal owner of the Nats. The Washington Nationals are deeply saddened by the passing of our friend and colleague, Craig Heist, a longtime Nationals radio broadcaster. Craig was a fixture in the press box and the clubhouse and on the field as our team celebrated wins. He was a friend to all who met him, and we will be profoundly miss his kindness, enthusiasm, and passion for baseball. Our thoughts and prayers are with his loved ones at this difficult time.
Yeah.
I imagine for Heisty, we're going to hear tributes throughout the weekend. I've known Craig for some time now. Probably,
I have too.
Yeah. And
I think Heisty covered me back in the day.
I mean, I've been in press boxes with Heisty at Northwest Stadium, at Bird Stadium, at Capital One Arena, Nat Stadium, Camden Yards. Dude had a passion for sports, loved what he did, always considered himself lucky to be able to cover these events. It's been a really weird, rough year, both teams for decades.
Wow.
That's crazy. I see you're loved here. You'll certainly be missed. Our best absolutely to your family. Sad news. Safe home, Craig Heist.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.